Johnsons are fucking bred from a poor stock.
Yeah, do some carpetbaggery, bro. You love to be kept in check, don't you?
That's the best. I'm so glad.
You're just glad that people are out there keeping you in check. It's the best.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. What's up, EQ?
Hey, bud.
And what's up, Walt?
Yo.
And I noticed even Ginnam has put out a mic for himself.
Oh, yeah. I was chastised to do it, so.
Oh, yeah? You were chided into it?
You.
When?
You said it.
Right out of the gate.
Hey, this has been going on for about 45 minutes before we even turned on the mic.
I said put out a mic because I'm sick of you people asking you questions and you can't answer.
Right. Oh, okay. All right. All right. I thought you meant a recent chastise because I don't remember the chastises from – couple weeks ago.
There's so many of them. Yeah. There's so many to choose from.
News. Got news.
Yeah.
Q, yeah. Unfortunate news. Black Friday. If people are planning to come here, we're not going to be doing it this year due to failing health.
We're all falling apart.
Everybody's fucking falling apart. That's the problem. I got a bed back. Get him is like, he looks like a zombie.
We're going to have to get a new office around with a ramp for this guy soon.
Oh, yeah. These doors are not wheelchair compliant.
Right.
I checked it out.
Well, maybe a Jazzy can get through.
I was thinking about that, yeah.
Yeah, you could probably find like a used Jazzy on the side of the road.
Maybe Mark's old scooter.
Him crashing around in here trying to drive his Jazzy all over.
Ginnam is literally, I'm really concerned about it being a long-term, you know, him being out of action for a while with all he's got going on.
Yeah.
I mean,
he sits there laughing, but well,
that's a great attitude to have.
That's like about it. Yeah. You gotta have, the doctors don't know what it is.
You got to have that positive attitude, you know, and he has it.
Laughing his way to hell.
But he's not the only one. I mean, you're not got a pep in your step right now.
No, I did something. I woke up. And that was enough. Pulled something in my back. I've been back and forth to the –
It's been a long time.
What's it?
It's been a while.
It's been about 5 weeks now. Yeah. And finally got the epidural, but we'll see if that takes. I don't know.
We went to QS for Fantasy Fest, and he was in bed at 9 o'clock. On the biggest night,
Biggest night, yeah. Like, I was like, I can't go down. I just can't do it. It hurts so bad, yeah. And my original idea was like, because up to the last minute, I was like, I should cancel these flights and just say, fuck it, I'll do it next year. But I'm like, well, I'm going to be either in pain here or pain there. And at least, you know, I can see my friends and shit and hang out.
You made a good go of it. You didn't miss too much. It was really that one night that you were like, fuck this.
Yeah.
So wait a minute, Q, one of your oldest friends, you weren't like, I'm going to go to bed too, Bri. I'm not going to go have fun.
No.
That's what I said to him. I was like, how would you react if I was like, I can't believe you guys went out.
Yeah, Troy was down there too with Meryl, so it was like, all right. I have responsibility to show him around. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. All right, so you'd be able to use the Troy card.
Yeah. He wasn't even done complaining yet. I was like,
if Bri had done it, like in all seriousness, like, oh, you're not going to stay in with me and just turn in early too?
Let's watch a movie.
I mean, honestly, 50-50. I might have.
I got to say, it wasn't like Q was out until 3 in the morning.
No. There was one night where me and Troy, that night, actually, we were out till 2.
You guys were out.
But the rest of the night, it was like midnight or so.
Yeah.
Did you text him pictures saying, wish you were here?
No, we didn't. We did wish
I just
he
kept
there,
texting, what are you guys doing now?
Share your location with me.
But it was still, it turned out to be a really good time. It was fun. Even with the infirmities, it was fun. I got to judge a wet t-shirt contest.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
The big one on the island.
It was huge.
Yeah.
There were well over 1,000 people there.
I was insane.
So you got to look at 2,000 boobies?
No. There was.
Oh, there were those 1,000 contestants?
No. No, there was a bunch of people in the pool, though. Like, lots of people in the pool, lots of people hanging around outside the pool. But what was weird about this, what t-shirt contest was, one, it was me. It was a lady that I had just met who was like 50, this lady, Lori, who was awesome. The best.
Yeah, so cool.
So fun. Like, when you think of fun people, like Ming's one of those fun people. This lady is like one of those fun people. She was having a fucking blast at this thing. Then there was the king of Fantasy Fest.
Yeah, they have a king and queen every year that they put.
I'm surprised that you haven't just become the de facto king.
Oh, dude, he is the king. Trust me. That guy was king in name only. Q is the true king down there. Everybody knows him now. He knows everybody.
Yeah, it's I got a nice little community going down there. They're very warm to me. But no, you have to raise – it's a charity thing. Whoever raises the most money for charity. And this guy who won, this guy Joe, he was a Marine. He raised 100 and I think –
$160,000
for animal charity, ASPCA or whatever down there. Mm-hmm. Totally fucking deserved. But he is more beloved than me. Like that guy everywhere went, people loved him.
People did love that guy. And he never stopped smiling.
He's just the best. I know.
He never stopped smiling. Yeah, it was out dude. There, man.
Great dude.
There he is.
Yeah, there he is. Good guy. Really good dude. They tried to talk me into, throwing my hat in the ring for next year
to be the king,
to try to raise money and like become the king. But I just feel like, I don't know, it's a little carpetbaggerish, isn't it, to be like to come down and be like, now I'm the king. I know I could raise the money, but I wouldn't want to do it without, like, you know,
what does the money go towards?
Well, it's who everybody raises for your own charity.
Okay,
it doesn't matter which charity you raise it for.
Okay, so the people who would be the recipients of the charity money are like, well, yeah, do some carpetbaggery, bro.
I don't think anybody down there would mind at all. Like it's, I just, you know, give me a year or two before I, yeah. I'm doing really
before
good
he
down
truly
there.
Takes over.
Yeah, people are really happy to see
you. You think
down
you
there.
Could step on some toes if you go in there hard and go for the crown?
I don't know, but I know the way you don't step on toes is by, you know, softly, sloppy, monkey, you know what I'm saying? Like, just get in there and do it. I could see it happening, but not, you know, I don't want to blow somebody out of the water. You know what I mean? That like lives down there and is like been looking forward to it his whole life.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be someday I'll be the king. I'm working my ass off this year. I'm going to be the king.
And then I just put out a tweet and like blow them out of the water. I just don't want to do it. It just doesn't seem exactly right to me. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, but it is great down there.
Yeah. So anyway, this contest turned out, well, first off, like the lady was 50, but again, she was so exuberant, so full of energy that you would have thought she was like 30.
Yeah. We ran into her everywhere. She was always partying.
Yeah. And
not inappropriate, drunk, sloppy. She was just like, she's like a Ming.
Yeah. 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 She's exactly like a Ming.
See, in my book, that's a slur.
Yeah, it was shorthand.
You guys, it's all, I guess, the way you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Ming. Yeah. What are these fucking Mings doing around here? Yeah.
Put your rose-tinted glasses on him. Look at Ming. And that's what she's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was great. And then there was another guy who was a judge there who seemed to be, again, like a local luminary.
Matt, he owns a shop down there called Lost Boy Creations. He's one of the best guys I've met. Yeah, he's awesome. Awesome dude.
Yeah, he's a very friendly dude.
They all are. You live down there, everybody's in a good mood. There's a reason for it.
I didn't see anybody in a bad
mood. Nobody's in a bad mood.
I don't, like I said to Mary Beth, like when the first Key West, I didn't hear one person walk away being like, well, that wasn't any fun.
No.
Where Key West sucks.
No. Of which I think we only have like 5 tickets left for it, so
snap them up.
If you're on the fence, jump in. We haven't even announced there's some big surprises coming for the lineup this year.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
So, but it's a bummer. I know some people are gonna be bummed. You know, no Black Friday this month, but we'll plan something like a Black Friday in July.
Right.
Something big.
Yeah. We're all healthier.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Everybody's not, you know, limping around. Yeah. But I do want to go on a record. When I had a hose hanging out of my dick, I was here for Black Friday.
I remember. I remember seeing it. Everybody, look at my commitment. But anyway, with this wet t-shirt contest, it was not a wet t-shirt contest. It was like literally, I think pretty much everybody in it was a stripper. So they really knew like how to get the crowd going. They paid no attention to the judges whatsoever.
I'm not a stripper, but I think I know how to get the crowd going.
Dude, say no more. You got it.
You think you got it.
But it was weird. Like half the people in the pools were naked. It was like
the people in the pool had their – like a lot of girls in the pool had their top off. These girls, like they never even gave it a – there was like a catwalk. And then at the end of the catwalk was like a little like circular stage with a pole there.
Yeah. A place called Dante's.
Yeah, Dante's. The fucking best fried shrimp on the island. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're like, who are you?
Did you not make that joke constantly?
Dude, I wasn't supposed to be there. Because like there's boys – like Matt's pretty young. He's a pretty young guy.
Yeah.
King of Fantasy Fest is pretty young. Lori acted young, and they're all like up and dancing and stuff, and like you know they're having
a
great time
in the sun.
It was like fucking 85 degrees. We were in the sun for no less than 2 straight hours judging these girls, who like I said, never played to the judges, so like I hardly got to see anything. And then they were like up on the, and the where the pole was like too far away. My eyesight's not that great anymore. So.
Girls, can you come closer?
What'd you say?
Hey, Beth, where's my glasses? Yeah.
You got a giant horn.
God damn it.
Out your ear.
Yeah. What are they saying?
Well, they sound pretty.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, and they're like, they come out so fast. They're like, all right, give them a grade. And I'm like, at a certain point, I was like,
oh, you don't get numbers? It's letter grades?
No, it was number grades, one through 10.
Gotcha.
So after maybe the second one that I'm like, I can't even see them. I just started judging them on the pole, like how good they were on the pole or how good they were like doing their like physical gyrations.
There was no talent
stuff.
Portion of the contest?
No talent portion. No, one girl fell in the pool, though. That was
talent.
Pretty funny. Yeah. But it was like, yeah, I'm just like, this should be a bucket list item, judging a wet t-shirt contest in Key West.
And
while I'm there, I was just like, whoa, this is so hot. It's just so fucking hot.
Hot in a good way. This is so fucking hot.
I wish. So hot and sweaty. And gross. And nobody will look at me.
I started feeling bad for you for a while because I was like, oh, fuck. What did he get into?
Yeah, like Q came down. He was standing with me for a little while. And he goes, it's too hot down here.
Yeah. I had a lot of glad handing to do.
You know? Yeah, I understand. In the shade.
Yeah, in the VIP tent.
The air-conditioned tent.
Yeah, it was very nice under that tent.
Yeah, I was shocked that I didn't get burned. Like, my face didn't get all burned.
I was shocked.
Stuff.
You were out in that sun for a long time.
I was.
It's got some nice color to you.
Yeah? Got a little bit of sun? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Vitamin D. Need that.
All right. What do we got this week? So much shit. What did you do for Halloween, Q? Did you ever end up doing anything? I know you were feeling a little bit ill when you got back.
No, I knew I was going to get sick down there. You can't be around that many people and not catch something. So I just took it easy this year. I just stayed home, watched some fucking Frankenstein movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old Hammer ones.
Oh, Hammer House of Horror?
Yeah.
Peter Cushing as Frankenstein?
Yeah. Grand Moff Tarkin.
With those fucking high bangs.
Did he have high bangs? Oh, Frankenstein?
Yeah, if the monster had high bangs.
Well, the interesting thing about the Hammer movies, I don't think I ever realized this before, is he played Victor Frankenstein in 5 movies, the same guy. And the monster is different in every movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which is different from how Universal did it, which is like...
You don't find the Hammer ones a little too fucking British?
No,
you're just like,
because
oh
they're gory.
God.
He likes that shit, though. Oh, okay. Would you say they're boring?
They're gory.
Oh, I thought you said boring.
Like, their Frankenstein is not
– true.
Is not like, friend. Like, it is like shambling corpses. It's really fucked up. And I thought it was cool how every one was a different monster. I never realized that before. So that was my Halloween.
Nice.
And I opened my – you know, every year I shut my gates and I keep the neighborhood kids out.
Yeah.
This year I
didn't
was
know
like,
that you did that.
I kept the gate open. I got candy. And I put like a little sound effect out, and I invited
to let them take it as they want.
I was like, let them ring on the doorbell.
Oh, you can let them ring the doorbell too.
This is it, man. Let's do it. Let's
do it. Here you go.
Achoo. You're really trying to be the king. You're trying to play at hand.
King of Staten Island. Yeah.
Not a single. Apparently, I trained them all. Not a single person. And then I had at one point went to bed because I wasn't feeling well, so I left the bucket out there, and the raccoons got into the bucket. And I woke up the next day, and there was just fucking rappers all over my front yard. I was like, oh, this is what I get from trying.
I'm getting a lot of emails about your raccoons.
Oh, go on.
They're telling me to warn you to don't play around with raccoons. They got all sorts of fucking diseases.
Yeah, I don't touch
and
them.
Beg you
like
to
that.
Not, you know, like, you know, let them crawl all over.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Tickle yeah. their chin or anything.
I appreciate
it's not a good
that.
Idea.
I do appreciate that. I already am on the same wavelength.
He's over there with Rascal and shit on his shoulder.
Like, you don't want to get no rat worm.
No, nothing like that. I don't touch the raccoons. Okay. Yeah, yeah, we have a healthy.
So yes, I very nice of listeners to.
Yeah, thank you.
To you know. Blow up my email with all the warnings about raccoons.
Twitchy is still alive.
Twitchy is still kicking.
Still going. I saw him last night. I gave him some peanuts and shit last night. He was chilling out. Nice. And he's getting fat and healthy. So he's all right. I think he's just got like a little twitch.
Fattened up for the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right on.
Good for Twitchy.
Now, I know we were talking about our ailments. I had something happen to me. I was so fucking convinced it was like the end.
Really?
Yeah, it was fucked up. So for the first time in my life, I had – well, actually not true. I used to eat this real watered-down garlic bread at Denny's. It was the best bread I ever had in my life, but there was barely any garlic on it. Mm-hmm. But it was so bad. I loved it so much. I would even give the stink eye to the kids if they were eating too much of the bread. I'd be like, you're not going in for another piece of bread, are you? I was eyeing up that piece. It was so good, the garlic bread at Denny's. And then I forgot about it for years. Well, my wife made garlic bread one night for the girls because, you know, Caitlin was home and she made a dinner. And I had garlic bread, and I was like, oh, it tastes good. I never really eat garlic, though, like in an abundance. Mm-hmm. So I actually went in for like a third slice of bread. It would taste so good. And then around 2 o'clock in the morning, I thought I was dying. Like, I never had all of us have had acid reflux, right?
Sure.
Have you ever had it come through a different orifice?
No.
Not even the one – I'm not talking about the one downstairs. It came through my nose.
Oh, right. You just had like – it just popped up through your nose? Like when you throw up, like it'll come out your nose sometime?
It never – that's never happened to me before. So I woke up with – it woke me up out of a sleep and my nasal passages were on fire. Mm. And I couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on. I couldn't see.
Oh my
I thought
God.
I had a stroke. I was like, I thought I literally was dying. And I told my wife, Jesus. I was like, something's wrong. I go, I can't see. I can barely talk and I can't breathe. And my nose is burning. My ears were on fire.
She's like, did you eat garlic bread?
And she
that usually
and
does it.
So she just rolls over and she goes, you had garlic bread. I go, no, I'm dying.
I'm blind.
You did this to me.
And I was like,
check on the kids.
Do you want me to call somebody? And I was like, I don't know. I go, This is something's not right. I'm going, this is not normal. And then when it finally stopped burning, though, then the nasal passages just swelled. So it was like there was no air getting.
So you couldn't breathe at all?
Couldn't breathe at all. Like I couldn't get air. And even my in here was all like swollen. I had a horrible, nasty allergic reaction to the garlic. I can't eat garlic. This is why I don't ever try new things.
Garlic is the drug. My spices.
My body at this stage cannot handle introducing new things to it. It's like my whole body's like a white blood cell. It just attacked the garlic. That's how I spun it.
I'm a Superman, pretty much. walking around blindly, shit dripping out of his nose.
I'm healthy.
I'm better than human. Would you say I'm healthy?
But it was scary. I was convinced something was seriously wrong. I've never felt like that in my entire life.
Edgar has it. Edgar went to the hospital for 4 days just recently because of that.
Oh, really?
Because he's growing?
Because he has a hiatal hernia. So, like, sometimes when he eats, it'll get, like, caught in it. And so he can really, like, he should be sticking to, like, liquids and stuff and, like, yogurt and shit like that. But he had a piece of chicken, man. That was all it took. 4 days in the hospital. Got Edgar in the hospital with that. Got Pam in the hospital with heart trouble. Got my sister fucking has a busted knee. She needs a knee replacement. You got me with this fucking shoulder. You got Darren with his back. Johnson's are fucking bred from a poor stock.
I think it's everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
I think we just getting old, man.
Is that it? It's just everybody's old. Yeah, because Mary Beth is fine. Sage is fine.
Oh, she's fine.
God damn it. You're right.
We're all just getting old, dude.
God damn it.
I mean, we need to rest up.
That's why there's no Black Friday. We'll all be resting up.
Oh, man, we got to rest up for the new year.
It's so sad. I started reading for remember I promised four I Buy Comics
for this year? Yes.
I started reading the entire Frank Miller verse of from Batman Year One, All-Star Batman, then Dark Knight Returns and the two sequels.
Awesome.
So that's going to be one of them.
Is that one book or is that digital?
It's digital. I own them already on my iPad. So, man, varying quality.
Yeah. All right. So I think we should break them up into four episodes. We do Year One.
Okay.
As an episode, then Dark Knight Returns as an episode, and then All-Star Batman is rough.
It is. Whoa. I mean, the art is amongst the most gorgeous art ever, but it is fuck. I forgot how rough it was.
Yeah.
I reread also, I threw in there Superman Year One as well that he did, Frank Miller's, and he did that in 2019, and it's supposedly set in the same universe.
Oh, I didn't know about this. I was out of comics. He did a Superman Year One.
He did Superman Year One, and Superman joined the Navy as a kid and stuff like that. Like, it was a different take. It was better than I remember.
And I remember the Dark Knight Strikes Again.
There's three. There's
Dark Knight Strikes
Again, Master Race, but then he did two one-shots after that as well.
Okay.
Based on.
But I remember Strikes Again was the very, like, was a very first time usage of, like, a lot of AI, or not AI, but digital artwork from him.
The backgrounds and stuff. Yeah. There was a lot of that in it.
Okay, cool. Well, people will be happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that.
All Stars are a rough read, dude.
Yeah,
it's rough. But worth it for the artwork. The artwork is flawless. It's just.
Yeah, well, it's a master.
Jim Lee. It's just great. But yeah, so I'm gearing up to actually fulfill a promise for once in my life. I'm looking forward to it.
And that's only available on Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.com/TESD.
Yes.
Go check it out. You can still see the Halloween special, which was amongst one of the best Sunday Jeff shows ever, I think. The Abbott and Costello.
Oh, yeah. The Slasher School with Brian Rupp.
Yep.
Rupert.
Professor Rupp.
Professor Rupp. Yeah.
Rub.
Yeah, we did a breakdown as if we went to college and took a course on Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
That's cool.
And he was the professor, and he, you know, he graded everybody.
Right.
And the goal was to become the teacher's pet.
Is he a historian on it? Does he know?
He's a teacher.
But does he knows that film
He's gone to film school.
Do you ever read behind the scenes on that a little bit? Did you get into it? How they didn't want to make it. So they would just be playing poker and shit. Yeah. And they were like, fuck you, we're not filming tonight. We're playing poker. Yeah, wild.
Yeah, it seemed like they're real dickheads, like behind the scenes.
Who, Abbott and Costello?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Costello was a tough customer.
Costello was the one?
Yeah, he was the one that was like trying to take money out of Abbott's pocket and shit like that. He's like, I should get paid more. Shit like that. But you want to talk about a tough guy that his son drowned in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
And that night he did his radio show as planned. I mean, that guy's a fucking.
Yeah.
That would be pretty tough.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
That's insane. That.
I see Sage floating in the pool, and then it's like, oh shit, we got to do Tell Him Steve Dave. What do I do here?
I got to read Dark Knight Returns by tonight. Yeah. I went to go visit his grave again when I was in LA last time.
Oh yeah,
I popped in. Yeah,
he's not buried in New Jersey. Being a Jersey guy,
no, he's in a mausoleum in New Jersey under his original Cristillo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like to pop in every once in a while.
Speaking of popping in, I almost popped by your house the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I almost did. And then I was like, I don't know. I didn't know if the Popeyes were still acceptable. Plus, I knew you weren't feeling that well.
Well, that's the thing. Well, I mean, you certainly could have texted me and be like, I would have been like, yeah, come by, man.
Because Mary Beth and I, we went to the doctor and then we were like, well, what the fuck? Like, let's go out and get lunch. And then we're like, hey, let's go to Red Robin. We haven't been to Red Robin in the longest time. Okay. So we're up in that area.
Oh, right. Woodbridge.
Red Robin. I texted Walt immediately. Yeah, doors chained. News. Yeah, this is old news to Walt, but it was new news to me.
Chained up.
The sign taken down, everything. And so we're driving around looking for an alternate place to eat. And I'm like, I'm looking at the bridge and I'm like, I should just go to Q's house and say hi.
I would have loved it. I mean, as long as
Next time.
Yeah. At very least drop a text and be like, we're in the area. You want to come by?
Hang out.
But if he doesn't drop a text and he's just at the front door, you're not like, what the fuck? You're not
Brian.
Like, your head's on the swivel. Like, what the hell's going on?
Brian's here. Not Brian. Not Brian.
What the fuck's he doing out there?
Gate's locked.
No.
Who left that gate open?
You got any candy left? I'm like a raccoon.
No, shredding. My brothers do that from time to time, and it never bothers me. And Brian's like my brother. Okay. So I would be like, yeah, come on by. It would have been great.
All right, so the Popeye's still acceptable.
Popeye, you know what?
I remember like when you were a kid, that was the only way to go over and see somebody. You'd be like, I don't know, what are you doing?
You had the cake. You had the coffee cake ready just in case. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the old days. No, I mean, I'm mainly just sitting home writing these days, you know?
So yeah?
It's like, yeah.
Good for you, man.
We wrap the season. They, you know, they want to do more. We'll see about it. You know? So, we'll see what happens.
Non-committal.
Yeah, I haven't answered the email as of yet. Kick it to next year. We'll see.
Yeah.
Give
yourself
Brothers,
a little time.
It's getting bought again. Like, it'd be the sixth fucking owner. I'm like, I don't want to. When's enough enough?
Yeah.
You know?
But God forbid what happened to us should happen to you. Somebody new comes, some new exec comes in. They're like, I don't like this shit. Now you know you're out on your ass.
The executives that come in now are fucking – they were 15 when the show started.
Yeah, that's true.
So nobody comes in with that attitude. Everybody comes in and they're like, we don't want to fuck with it. Just do what you do. Just please keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're all getting older. And at what point are we going to start doing nothing or anything? But we'll see. I don't know. I always worry about the crew. But anyway, I don't even know why we're – but, yeah, so I'm home and ready to – down to clown, bro. Just home watching fucking horror films. No,
I could have come over, watch a little Hammer.
Let's do it. Did you watch it? Did you watch Welcome to Derry?
I didn't because I didn't like the movie. How's the TV series?
I didn't. The movie didn't click with me.
Right.
First episode did click with me. The second episode has a great idea in it that doesn't fit it. But it's a great idea.
Right.
But then the other part is like, turns out that despite a clown living in the sewers killing children, the real monster all along is racism. The second episode. Yeah. So it's a little bit like, oh, okay. What about the clown? Anybody think about the clown guys?
Is he racist at least?
Is there anything going on with that clown? But there's such a fucking good – I'm going to say it. So stop listening if you don't want to do it, if you don't want to hear it. But apparently the idea behind it is the government – knows about Pennywise and they're trying to figure out a way to capture and weaponize him against the Russians. And I'm like, that is a fucking great idea for a movie, but it doesn't really fit. And they pull in Dick Halloran from Shining.
Dante, I'm not supposed to be here today.
Snoogans. No, Scatman Crothers, remember in, his Shining? Character as a young man is because they're using him to hunt.
I mean,
Pennywise.
I mean, haven't we seen this plot line though of like a powerful being and the government thinking like, well, we have to capture it so we can use it to against our enemies?
Isn't that Stranger Things?
I mean, it's any number of like movies or television shows.
I like the idea, but I just don't know how it fits with Pennywise.
It seems like is Pennywise a is he a real man or is it like a demonic clown? I can't remember.
There's different things, right? He like fell from the sky.
Yeah, I thought Pennywise is established as an alien.
Yeah.
He's an alien?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Or a supernatural like creature. But yeah.
He's like E.T.?
I think more angel demon type thing. He's not from Earth. He fell to Earth or something.
Oh, he fell from heaven.
I don't know. It's not clear. He could – some readings are he's an alien.
Wow. Yeah. That blows my mind. Yeah. So he doesn't – like, so on his planet, he looks like a clown? It's like clowns from outer space?
He shows you what you're scared of the most.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so he takes different forms.
Gotcha.
Right. But the acting is fucking cool. Like, it's only two episodes in, and the second episode was really heavy on, like, you know, society ills as opposed to killer clowns, which is disappointing.
Right. I just want to see killer clowns. If I want society crumbling, I'll read the news.
Yeah.
I'll go on social media.
Yeah. But anyway, so, yeah, that's what's going on. These are my days, man. Just watching horror themed things. This is what I do. This is it.
This is something I wanted to talk to Walt about.
I know what it's going to be. I can almost guarantee it.
You already know what it is?
Is it Tom Brady news?
Tom Brady, yeah.
I mean, I knew it. Like, I got a million texts about it. And I was like, I guarantee you it's going to be spoken about on TSD, so I'm not going to talk about it now, I said.
Right, yeah, okay. I saw this. Tom Brady reveals his beloved dog is a clone of his late pet Lua.
I saw this. This was sent to me.
No, I didn't even know that they could do it. How do you feel about Tom Brady playing God, or at least in concert with people who are playing God.
He's played it on the field and showed that he's God. So, it's only natural that when he's not on the field, he's going to play it anywhere he can. You know, I knew when I saw the story break, I was like, I was stunned that he's the one that broke it.
Well, he owns part of the company.
Yes. And I guess that's he's breaking the news because he wants it to help his company.
Well, this is the same company that supposedly reintroduced the direwolf. About a year ago. But then they just purchased another company that was like specifically pet.
Well, they purchased the company. Remember I had Benjamin Katz DNA preserved? That's the company. The one that Tom Brady just bought. And I just paid the bill for them to keep his DNA for another year. It's like $120 a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, like, that could be 120 or 12,000.
Yes.
The way these companies operate.
12,000, I'd say a prayer and kiss them goodbye. But yeah, it's like $120 for the year to keep his DNA viable.
So my personal feelings, when I heard it, I remember saying just in passing to get him, I was like, this is a man who does not care about outside noise because he is going to get hammered. Like, he is going to get eviscerated on social media for doing this.
Why would he care?
As a cold, inhuman monster who's playing God, like you said, when there's so many dogs that need homes, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And
it's not going to be the same dog.
I put myself in Tom Brady's shoes. If I had unlimited resources.
Yeah.
All your dogs would still be alive.
I don't know if I would not do this, though, even though I'm not under the illusion that it would be the same dog.
Yeah.
A little bit of me would find a little bit of comfort in seeing that dog young again, though.
That's why I did it for Benjamin. That's why I did it. It was.
What if they go all Pet Cemetery on you?
Yeah, but it was more about – because, you know, I love him so much – it was more about finding comfort in that there was a piece of him still alive in some way. Sure. And then there was something to – I, you know, everybody thinks this about their pets, but particularly with Benjamin Cat, I thought he was so special and so beyond any other animal I'd ever met that it seemed there was like a fitting sci-fi cap to his life. That on top of everything that he experienced, he also is now still alive in a way in a scientific lab somewhere. And it helped me. But, you know, honestly, like if I'd done that, I wouldn't have got Boris. And Boris is currently the love of my life. So it's like, you know,
right.
There's lessons to be learned.
What Tom should have did was he should have announced that he cloned his dog.
Yeah.
But then he also adopted two other dogs.
Great move.
Right. And then you're like, come at me now, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, this dog was
– what do you got to – you're like, come on. I'm playing chess, asshole.
This dog was initially adopted, though. That's what gets me is it was initially adopted like in 2000 whatever. So he you know, he did technically rescue a dog, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a man who has seen his family blow up. And that's a man who loves control. That's a man who wants to be able to – move the chess pieces. It makes sense to me that he'd be like, "Well, I'm going to checkmate death."
Right.
If I can, and I can, because I have this company, I have the money, I have the means.
I'm sure they did it for him for free, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 That's the other thing, too. If they were like, because it's like 30 grand to clone a cat, which is why it's another reason I was like, no fucking way. But if they were like, if they heard this and they're like, hey, you know, we'll give you one for free.
If you're at a party and somehow you rub elbows with Brady.
Yeah, I might be. I can't say that I wouldn't do it.
And you mentioned how pro – you know, pro cloning and Brady we were on the episode.
And remain. And remain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're ready to take the fire, all the criticism. We don't care.
I mean, you're going to take fire, especially a guy like that. You're taking fire anyway.
Well, you're going to take a lot of fire if you did the cat, though, too.
But I'm taking fire. It's like, what are you going to do? I don't know.
You take fire for lesser things than getting a beloved cat back.
And by the way, like, you know what?
You couldn't even use your AI to be like, hey, Staten Island has a sister country.
Yeah, I made the mistake. I broke my rule. I went online and, you know, I got slapped for it. So I deserve it for opening social media. Or
you love to be kept in check, don't you?
That's the best. I'm so glad.
Glad that people are out there keeping you in check. It's the best. Yeah. You tend to misstep, and you just want somebody there to tell you when you are.
And you always are if you look at social media. Somehow you always are.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to be upset or anger in any way, shape, or form for Brady doing that, because in the same instance, I would too probably do the same thing, even though I know it wouldn't be the same dog. I know it wouldn't have the same personality, but there's still, like you said, there's still something there that will give you some level of comfort.
For sure.
And you're raising them from infancy. So, like, you know, you're learning a new dog as you would with a puppy or a kitten. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm for me too. It's like, because I had adopted Benjamin when he was older. I never saw him as a kitten, so there was a part of
same
that too.
Me and Teddy.
Yeah,
yeah. I would get to see Teddy as a puppy.
Right, which makes more sense for you because Benjamin was just a black cat, which looks like every other fucking black cat. So I could, but yeah, for like the specific coloring and spotting on him. Yeah.
Now it's illegal to clone a human, right?
Yes. I believe by international decree or something.
Just got to be some country where
it's
there's
done.
No
it's
law.
It's done. It's done. China. You think they haven't cloned anybody by now? That's crazy. I think somebody's really foolish if they believe that it hasn't been done.
I, too, have to lean on that some country's doing it. I don't know what the benefit is of it.
None.
I wouldn't even think a country. I would think just some rich motherfucker out there.
Why do you
like
be
a
rich?
Jeff Bezos?
Because you would have to have a lab in secrecy and be able to pay off the people enough that they wouldn't leak it.
You don't think that – like how big of a secret lab do you think you need? Do you think that somebody couldn't rent an office here in the Airport Plaza into it? And nobody would know.
Well, you still need to employ the people.
Right. Okay. You would need employees that not – they're not going to leak it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got all these nosy people like the yarn lady being like, what's all that medical equipment you're bringing in there?
I hear baby crying.
We got the delivery of an embryo in our box. Is this yours?
Oh, that's not a baby. That's 0128. My new pride and joy. He's my new grandson.
0149.
148. He's a little – he doesn't do much. 0148. Hey.
He's more able to
turn the tooth coming out of his forehead.
Which one? The first one or the second one?
Both. It's on the list to be fixed. We'll
get it right with C.
Do you have a list now? Get them a list of to fix your maladies, your different ailments.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's
how long's that list? This looks like a scroll.
Yeah. The immediate one is the no walking thing.
That's the first one. Yeah, we can live with all the other ones. It's giving up the drinking though. The alcohol
did you?
is
well,
a thing
my
of the past.
Relaxing, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's counterindicated.
Yeah, it makes it even more fun, though, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. It looked like you were on a blast, buddy.
Yeah.
I got a feeling, though, that once this is all over, you probably won't be drinking ever again. That's my guess.
You think he'll be like, wow, I feel better. I feel much better, so yeah, I'm going to
give up the booze. Mm. No? You think that you'll eventually go back to
slow. Maybe slow.
Slow, yeah. Not a six-pack then a night?
No.
Okay.
That's good. That's a good thing. I cut way, way back on the volcano.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened way to you back. Guys? Your volcano?
It's getting old, bro. It's just like literally like.
Yes.
All right, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
So how many, what's slowing down? Like if you did volcano, let's say 4 nights a week, it's down to 2?
Yeah, maybe like three, just a night, you know, you sit on the couch and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm probably more nights not then, for sure.
Do you feel better or is it not, no?
I don't feel any different whatsoever. Yeah. Because I never did so much that it was like stumbling around, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was just bad habits developed during the pandemic, really fucking really did it. But yeah. I don't feel much different now. I still don't feel better.
No, okay. Yeah, then what's the point then, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right, boys. Fall always feels like a reset. Between back to school, busier routines, and shorter days, finding time to cook can be tough, and that's why we love Factor. Their chef prep dietitian, garlic-free meals make it easy to stay on track and enjoy something comforting and delicious, no matter how hectic the season gets. There's more variety, more meals. Choose from a wider selection of weekly meal options, including premium seafood choices like salmon and shrimp, at no extra cost. Support your wellness goals. Enjoy a GLP-1 friendly meal and new Mediterranean diet options packed with protein and good for your fats. Savor global flavors. For the first time, try Asian-inspired meals with bold flavors influenced by China, Thailand, and more.
Mm. Now, we've made fun of, you know, Factor a little bit. Poked, you know, good-natured fun. But
sure,
reality is, though, is that, you know, Gidim needs to go full Factor.
97% of customers say that Factor helped them live a healthier life.
Gidim. You have to go 100% Factor. And I know you're always
– can you handle 100% Factor?
Well, when you pull out the Factor, Flanagan fucking flees. Okay. He's out the door now. Because you start cooking with those exotic
flavors. Oh, it smells flavor. Like Thailand in here.
It smells like feet. But
it's my paycheck you're talking about here.
But you, I know that you think that you're when you talk to Frank that I don't get the skinny on what you're telling Frank. But he tells me you have too many excuses why you're not eating healthy. One being that you don't have a stove or whatever.
Yeah.
But with Factor, there are no more excuses. You can eat healthy living in an office. That should be the fucking tagline. Yeah, that should be the motto. Yeah. You can eat healthy
living in an office.
Living in an office.
People are like, what does that mean?
If you know, you know. Wink, wink.
I guess.
It's either cloning himself in there or jerking off on a couch. It's one of the two.
He's making fresh meals inspired by Thailand and the Mediterranean.
Eat smart at factormeals.com/TESD50 off and use code TESD50 off to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code TESD50 off at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-newing subscription purchase. I'm on to Raycon, get them.
Oh, Raycon.
Love Raycon.
This message, all new colors.
Mm-hmm. This message is sponsored by Raycon. Keep your ears open and your holiday playlist rolling with Raycon's essential open earbuds. Ooh. These open ear earbuds let you stay connected to your surroundings while enjoying your favorite music, podcasts, or calls.
Hey, always be cognizant.
Always. You got to stay aware.
What's going on around
you, I've seen lots of people listening to their iPods walking in front of trains and shit. It always seems to be Asian girls.
Okay.
Asian girls never pay attention, and they're walking in front of trains all day.
Yeah.
Let's see. Perfect for your jog, commuter, just kicking back. And this Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you can save up to 30% on all Raycon audio products.
Oh, we're in Raycon already?
Yeah, we moved on to Raycon. Yeah, we're off Factor now. So make fun of Raycon instead.
We fed you, now we're going to please you with your, mm-hmm. with your ears.
Raycon's essential open earbuds keep your ears open while still delivering crystal clear sound. They just sit outside your ear canal so you can stay tuned in traffic, coworkers, or whatever's happening to you without losing out on your music or podcast quality. So they're like, you can still listen to your music while your coworker's fucking annoying the shit out of you, trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Lightweight and all day comfortable. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you working?
Why are you guys just listening to Raycons? They never feel bulky, and the secure fit means I stay put whether I'm at the gym, out on a walk, or grinding through my to-do list. And here's the kicker. Raycon delivers the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but at half the price. Add in over 3 million happy customers and a 30-day happiness guarantee, and there's zero reason to overpay. Now, here are the product features. Open-ear design. Multi-angular hook. Rotating ear hook ensures a secure, personalized fit for any activity. They're lightweight. They have multi-point connection, which means you can connect to multiple devices and switch seamlessly without hassle.
That's a problem I've found in other ones is you have to constantly repair it to different phones and stuff.
Yeah. I have headphones that are not Raycon that I have to do that. 36 hours of battery life, 8-hour earbuds plus 36-hour case equals days of nonstop listening. Black Friday is right around the corner. Raycon audio products are up to 30% off site-wide. So from everyday essentials to the latest releases, it's the perfect time to upgrade your sound or go ahead and on gifting. These early deals won't last long. Shop now before they're gone. Go to buyraycon.com/TESDopen to save on Raycon audio products site-wide. All right. One more, and then we're done. And this is hardly a spot. This is something we love talking about. We would talk about this even if they weren't paying us. MeUndies. Real talk, get them.
You know, I'm going to be wearing a hospital gown soon, so I was thinking about investing in some new MeUndies.
Mm. You should, yeah, so yeah. That people aren't like, oh, gross. You don't want that.
No.
Has anyone else here realized that gift-giving season is already here? If you haven't started your list yet, don't panic. MeUndies has your back and your butt. MeUndies is making it ridiculously easy to win the holidays this year, whether you're shopping for a partner, bestie, or just treating yourself to their holiday and match me collections. Make it simple to give a gift that actually fits literally and emotionally.
I can't imagine giving underwear to anybody for Christmas, though.
I did for Eric. Yeah, I gave him some MeUndies, just like the monthly. Yeah, ones that I had already worn. I was like, I know you're skinnier than me, but try.
Although I'd say
the comp ones. No. Yeah, I'm regifting MeUndies to people. Gave some to my sister, gave some to Sage.
I mean, as a child, I didn't like getting underwear and socks. Now, like, it's something I'd look forward to.
Really?
Nothing beats a new pair of socks.
Oh, yeah.
I love a new pair of socks, man.
How are you getting your socks on nowadays?
Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough to lift my leg.
You might have to call in a nurse, right?
I was thinking about getting one of those things that you see advertised in the catalogs. Yeah. Yeah.
For like real old people, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a long ladle.
Yeah. it's only my one sock that I have trouble putting on, mm-hmm. which is it's not the really weak leg. It's the good leg, but it's the toughest one to get a sock onto.
Jeez. Isn't your backup plan to this to go back to the racetrack and direct traffic again?
Yeah, one day.
Don't you think you gotta be able to stand for hours for that? Wacky dance moves and stuff like that.
yeah, I can't really dance much anymore. So with this, but like I said, hopefully it'll the doctors will figure out what it is.
Right.
There's something.
I've got a team working.
Yeah, you need it, man. You need it for sure. There's something weirdly magical about magic outfits during the holidays, and MeUndies has taken that to the next level with their Batch Me collection. Whether it's matching undies with your partner, coordinating PJs for the family photo, or getting festive with your friend group, MeUndies makes it fun, easy, and ridiculously cozy. Their holiday prints are adorable, their fabric is next level soft, and the best part, you'll actually want to be caught in matching loungewear all season long. I don't know about that. there's a lot of talking points here, but we've already talked about MeUndies quite a bit.
What is there left to say about MeUndies?
What I mean, really, it's been years now.
Yeah.
If I have not convinced you to buy a pair of MeUndies and try them out by now, you are the most hard-headed motherfucker on earth.
Yeah, that's all they really need to do
and
is try them out. And because you
just try them.
And if you're not satisfied,
just try them for Christ's sake.
There's a guarantee.
Please.
Why am I begging you here?
Let's try.
Knock out all your holiday gifting needs today with MeUndies. To get exclusive holiday deals up to 50% off, go to MeUndies.com/TESD and enter promo code TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD, promo code TESD for up to 50% off. All right. Thank you for listening to all that. I know it was a lot.
I have something.
Oh, important. Yeah?
A request from a listener.
Mm.
Now, TSD is responsible for at least one, possibly two marriages.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I know of one definite. I think I know one. There was a proposal here. I don't know if that proposal ever made its way to.
Are you counting Jimmy the Hair Guy in this?
No, I'm not counting him. No, I'm not counting him. So that would be three. But I don't know.
And Mary
that.
Beth.
Oh my God, that's the be. Yeah, that's the be all end all right there. Yeah.
We've had proposals in 35, 65, and here.
Yeah. So we have another request. There's an aunt who asked me if it would be possible for us to propose to his wife, who is a 13%er, on his behalf while they listen to an episode. They listen to episodes in bed.
Oh.
And so right now, there's a 13%er wondering, is it me? Are they talking about me?
Am I going to be proposed to? Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Why is he looking at me like that?
Game over.
Where's his hand?
What's your feeling on listener marriages?
You know, it depends on age, I guess. We don't really have a lot of info here. If he was 23, I'd be like,
Shut
the episode off right now.
Just in general, do you find any warmth in your heart to be somehow, in a small way, be a part of bringing two people together?
Yeah, like that.
What if it doesn't last, though? Do you feel any sort of responsibility?
I'm assuming it's not going to last.
Yeah, statistically, it probably won't last.
I don't think it'll last, but, you know, it's nice to be part of, you know, love.
And what if the listeners were like, well, if the episodes were funnier like they used to be, maybe we'd still be fucking married.
It wouldn't shock me at all. I think I'm sorry.
I'm guessing you got an email.
You're out of my
pussies now.
My client wants a divorce because TSD is no longer funny. Reconcilable differences.
You know, you live by TSD, you die by TSD. I don't have to tell you.
Well, here is another proposal, another potential marriage, all because of this podcast. And if I say the aunt and the 13%er's name, if I reveal it right now, it'll keep her out of suspense. You want to know what her name is?
I absolutely
do. Or do you want to know who the suitor is?
I'd rather know her name first.
Her name?
Yeah.
Nikki Manti. Nikki Manit. Nikki Manit?
Oh, no.
Monty?
Is that me? Is he talking about me?
And the suitor's name is Joshua Jackson.
So now she's able to narrow it down.
He also asked if she's, you know, he doesn't know exactly what she's going to say. So if he could get a little, just a bar of, whoa, 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 it's okay. In case she said no for him to listen to. So, I mean, would you mind singing that?
Whoa, 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 it's okay.
I don't remember you singing it like that.
I wouldn't have it any other. I'm a little choked up here.
I don't remember there being another verse. I thought it was just, whoa, 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 it's okay.
That's a whole song.
You wrote a song?
No.
You were singing a song to horses? A whole song?
I thought, whoa, 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 it's okay was just.
Oh, I thought you wanted the song.
Who's the song by? Is there a popular
LED
song?
LED sound system. I sang it at grammar school.
You just ruined the proposal, you fucking idiot.
Sorry.
You know what? He asked for Ginnam's involvement.
Oh, yeah.
He knew what he was getting into.
It says here, when I point to you, you sing, whoa, 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 it's okay.
Just that line.
Oh, okay. Whoa, 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 it's okay.
There you go.
Whoa, 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 that's okay.
All right. So hopefully this
LED
goes well.
LED sound system? That's a band?
Was that guy? I sang it on stage. It was either Bell Works or Grammar.
I thought
singing.
It was at one of the songs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you did.
I don't remember anything anymore.
Too much volcano.
I'm trying.
You're gonna start remembering. It's gonna start coming back.
Yeah, a lot of things are gonna come back to you. And you're gonna be like,
oh, shit, give me that volcano.
Where's that volcano?
But we hope that this is a joyous occasion right now for both of you guys. I hope she's crying tears of joy.
Yeah.
And she's not horrified that a podcast just proposed to her.
Yeah, in the most awkward and fucking
stumbled upon it. Basically.
But it's the most TESD thing, right? Isn't it?
I think so.
Go this way.
What's more awkward, like a public proposal or a podcast proposal?
I think a public proposal is the most awkward.
Someone could say no. And
I used to love at Yankee Stadium when somebody proposed on the Jumbotron and people would be like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. I'd be like, why would you do this here?
I remember we were at a bar. It was the one what was it? Coyote Ugly. Mm. The one that I guess it was based on. Remember me and you went to that bar? It was so fucking long ago. Yeah, it was in Manhattan. Yeah, was all the bras were hanging up. And these guys were getting this guy and this girl were getting married and they were all happy about it. And Q was drunk. And he's also in his 20s.
What are you doing?
You never saw somebody try to talk somebody else at him. Like, bro.
Look around.
Yeah. Eyes closed like that.
Yeah.
He was out of it. It was funny as shit.
I wonder what happened to those two. I wonder if he, in the divorce proceeding years later, was like,
I should have listened to that guy.
He didn't seem that wise in the moment.
He seemed really drunk.
Should we tell Nikki that that she's got to sign a prenup?
Well, we don't know their financials. Maybe he's the one that needs
to. He hasn't requested it. Just saying, should be part of that. They're just looking out for a bro.
It makes things cleaner later on, Like it takes all the acrimony and anger out later on. Do it now when you're in love. This way later on, it's easy.
But it also plants the seeds, though, of like
distrust.
Well, not distrust, but lack of faith.
Sure. True, but
you're almost being penalized for being realistic. It's like, we're in love right now, sure, and this is all great, but it might not work out.
Yeah.
That's reality.
I would lie.
Congratulations, Nikki.
What's his name?
Joshua
Jackson.
Send her out of the room for a second. This is what I would do. I would be like, look, my family has a secret fortune. And one of the rules of if I'm ever to inherit this money, one of the rules is that I have to have a prenup. I don't want it. I hate the idea, but my family's lawyer says that we're disqualified from getting that money one day if I don't get a prenup when I'm married.
So I get disqualified
forever. We don't need that money. We got love.
We'll live on love, Joshua.
That means my fucking sister's getting all that money.
We don't live on that blood money.
No, if he doesn't have a family fortune, at what point does she find out?
It's too late. Then you just come in like 5 years later and be like, could you believe this? My fucking dad blew all the money. But you're locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's protected. That's the thing. She's protected, which is nice. We got to protect the women. I've always said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember you saying that.
Say it all the time. It's my license plate.
All kidding aside, congratulations. Hopefully this has gone over supremely well and you guys are, hugging and screaming and
messing
crying
up the sheets.
And tears of joy. And she's calling her mom right now to tell her.
Have some engagement sex first.
Mm.
Yeah. Then call.
Yeah, then make the call.
Yeah.
When you're all out of breath.
Yeah.
Sweaty and shit. Yeah.
I was going to say just wait till the marriage, though, like a traditional, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right.
That's another perspective.
Like Tebow did.
Tebow's a pretty good guy, huh? I'm constantly seeing shit about him in the news, like helping out little kids and doing
he's the
great
real
deeds.
Deal. That's why people hate him.
Because he
is actually what he says he is.
Right.
Not just that angers people.
Why?
Can't be that good.
Why?
Because they're pieces of shit and they can't stand to see someone who lives it and breathes it 24/7.
Right. Wow.
It's a smack in the face.
A Karen lost a lawsuit.
Who?
A Karen. Well, that was the whole thing. I Play America.
In Freehold?
In Edison. Well, it might be in Freehold. Let's see. Edison. Yep. Lawsuit dismissed by Edison woman claims I Play America did nothing to stop patrons from calling her a Karen. The state appellate. This is what the courts are tied up with.
Okay.
All right. Just so you know, the state appellate court has upheld a court's ruling to dismiss a lawsuit from an Edison woman claiming I Play America Freehold was negligent in preventing patrons from calling her a Karen.
Mm.
She was at iPlayAmerica with her two children, had been given access to the Speedway go-kart ride on several occasions. When she tried to go on one last time, an employee denied her access and claimed she did not meet the height requirements for the ride. Now, I guess she must be very short, is what I'm thinking.
Mm.
The lawsuit claims a plaintiff was told by a manager that she could not use the go-karts, but her 10-year-old daughter would be allowed. So I guess she's smaller than her 10-year-old daughter. A line formed behind her and children began yelling at the plaintiff, calling her a white bitch and a Karen. Now, why doesn't she care about the white bitch part? She only cares about being called a Karen. Then it goes on to define what Karen was. The plaintiff was terribly humiliated, embarrassed by this, according to the lawsuit. She claimed that iPlayAmerica employees did nothing to prevent or attempt to eliminate these discriminatory comments from occurring. Now, the one thing I agree with is like the white bitch stuff. But that's the only thing that I can point at that she has like discriminatory comments, you know.
I guess, but she's white and she's a bitch. I mean, you know, what are you gonna do?
And it seems she's a Karen.
Yeah.
The court concluded defendant did not breach any duty owed to plaintiff that could not rise to the level to support a negligence claim.
Mm.
So you can go around calling people Karens.
Yeah,
this there ain't shit they can do about it.
Reminds me of something that I had meant to say a couple of weeks ago. Every once in a while I have to say this. It's come up again. I'm not going to get into it. I do not talk to people online. If somebody is telling you that they are me and talking to you online, they are not me. There are no exceptions to this. If somebody's telling you, no, you're the exception. I have to say that on Tell 'em Steve Dave. That person is scamming you. There are zero exceptions. I do not talk to anybody. I do not need your money. I do not want your money. Do not ever.
Whoa.
Hold on.
We want the money.
Do not ever, 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 ever send anybody money claiming to be me. This has got to be the fucking fourth time I'm saying this. I can't believe I still have to say this. There is no exception to this. There are zero exceptions. If someone is saying that there's an exception, it's a proof that they're lying. There are zero exceptions. I do not talk to anybody online. I do not need your money.
I can attest to that.
My money is not locked up in a fucking lawsuit or anything that I need $50 from you. Like, do not ever, under any circumstances, think that you are talking to me online. It is not happening.
But you messaged me and said you needed money to clone your cat.
This is not a joke. I'm telling you, man. I can't believe this is still happening.
It's weird that people are continuing to get scammed with this stuff. I saw one with Keanu Reeves and some lady.
It's shocking.
And yeah.
And the anger directed towards me is wild. But I respectfully, I'm sorry that, anybody's got sucked into this, but there are zero exceptions. I do not ever talk to anybody online. Please, please, please believe that. Thank you.
It astounded me how long it took stores to start putting up warning signs for like people to like, you know, yes, you don't owe the IRS money. You don't have to pay it with gift cards. Like near the registers.
Oh, is that what's going on? Yeah.
Oh, it's been going on for years. I know someone who was scammed by that. And
me too.
Oh, I mean the signs. Yeah. They're actually putting signs up.
Yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's wild.
But it's like, yeah, like why wouldn't you do that so much earlier?
I don't know.
I know it's not going to stop people. Hopefully it stops people from doing it because it's just –
hopefully it's off someone. It's sad, and the people who are getting sucked into it, I do feel bad for them, but like it's got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, it's a level of like you can't even begin to imagine the mindset of someone who's like, holy shit, he's talking to me.
Holy shit, he needs $200.
He needs $200 from me or the first lady that needed like, you know, 13 grand because your taxes were in arrears.
Yeah. It's sad, but like you just – so PSA on that one. There's zero exceptions.
Zero.
Absolutely zero exceptions. And anybody saying that's an exception is a surefire sign that they're lying.
How come nobody ever pretended that like I was in love with them? Not big enough? Even during the heyday of comic book men? This never happened to me.
Yeah. Maybe if we had gotten that 10th season. What was it, 9 seasons?
Seven
or 8 season, maybe it would have happened. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Is that when you've hit the pinnacle, you think?
What's that?
Like your pinnacle popularity is when people pretend to be you online to scam people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm.
Never happened to me, though. There was never any scamsters. Fucking
people,
sucks.
I mean, it's weird. You're saying like people don't even know who I am. Like like I'm so anonymous and so like nobody recognizes me from TV. I have one of my TSD topics. I was not even going to use it because it's so bad, but I'll actually say it now. The other day at Chick-fil-A, every worker in the entire restaurant kept calling me Pete. That's a real note that I have. Because the guy's like, Pete, come on, Pete. And I didn't know he was talking to me because he was telling me to come up and move up in line to place my order. And I'm looking around. I turn around and there's no one here. And I'm like, so I just walk up and I tell him what I want. And then someone brings over the food and they're like, have a good day, Pete.
What is going on?
I didn't tell anybody my name's not Pete, but it was just right. – I thought it was weird. But
well, Pete's
so
getting
nice.
The fucking royal treatment. Why would you?
Right, but no one's as nice to me when I think my name's Walto, so I didn't correct anybody. If they're
go by
nice
Pete from now on. Yeah.
Ride that Pete coattails.
You also weren't getting political text messages during the election.
Yeah, everybody I knew was getting hammered with political texts. I didn't get any.
Me neither. I don't get them either. I know. Same thing. Everybody around me gets hammered by it. I just don't get them.
I'm not like envious.
No, I'm glad.
Yeah.
My flip phone was just like beeping all the time. I'm like, who the hell is texting me?
It's crazy.
And I thought it was the doctor's office. So I called them like, no, we haven't sent you anything.
Yeah, I was thinking about political shit. Like there was that stretch where people were like, you can't use plastic straws.
Yeah.
Because they pollute the environment. One got stuck in a turtle's nose. What about these fucking political signs that are made out of plastic and are fucking everywhere? And it's not just like, hey, vote for this guy. It's 50 signs in a row of vote for this guy who ended up losing.
Has anybody ever been like, oh, my God, there's 50 signs. I'm voting for that guy. He's got 50 signs.
Oh, man.
No.
Right? I mean, it doesn't matter how many signs you have.
Oh, there's an election going on? I wouldn't have known if it wasn't for all these signs.
Yeah, all that shit ends up in the fucking landfill. So I don't want to hear about straws anymore.
I'm the same way with the reusable plastic bags. Because like supposedly one of those reusable plastic bags is 120 – it's supposed to be good for 125 uses.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. What, you reusable plastic bag?
Yeah, like the when you buy the bag at the store.
Oh, when you buy it at the store. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And so that's better than a single-use bag. Mm-hmm. But then like you go down the road and you see a bunch of them on the side of the road.
Well, I just forget them at home all the time. So I end up having to get a new fucking one every time I go to the store. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't tell you how many we have because Mary Beth uses Instacart. This is really interesting to people.
Yeah, I forgot. That's one of those things.
No, donate them, by the way.
I don't have any more Pete stories.
What's that, Pete?
Oh, well, you would be proud. We started watching Columbo, me and Mary Beth.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know if she'd be into it or not. Loves it.
Really?
Not only loves it, but was like, can we watch a Columbo? Like when it comes time to watch.
There's not that many.
We just finished that first season.
Yeah, there's not that many in a season.
No, it's like 7 or 8 episodes or something.
So you haven't seen the one where he falls down the hill yet?
No, I haven't seen that. You showed that to me, though.
Yeah, that is the weirdest episode ever of Columbo, man. Yeah.
I will say, follow up when you're done, watch Poker Face.
I started to watch Poker Face. I couldn't get into it.
I think if you watch Columbo, you'll kind of.
You think I'll ease into it a little easier?
Yeah, because there's a lot of Columbo-ishness to it.
Oh, there definitely is. She even has like some of the mannerisms and shit that, as I noticed. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, he cast a large shadow, Columbo, in 70s. TV crime shows, but don't overlook what was the one with Rock Hudson?
Oh, McMillan and Wife.
McMillan and Wife. Rock Hudson.
Really? Police
in San Francisco.
And the wife, you say.
As a wife. And he can't solve any crimes, but his wife, who's just a normal housewife, has to come in on every fucking case, and she's the one that fucking solves it.
And sometimes a housekeeper.
They are like the complete opposite of Columbo, where you feel it's smart and kind of off kilter.
Mm-hmm.
It is like all of that is sucked out of McMillan and Wife, where it just becomes like, I can't believe how bad this is.
Really?
It's awesome. It's so bad at times.
She'll say John?
Yeah. No, yeah. She's cute.
Oh, yeah. She was cute.
Yeah, she's
always wearing a fucking San Francisco 49ers jersey.
Like to bed stuff. On, nice.
Yeah. Did you see the Wonder Woman costume sold at an auction?
Linda Carter?
Yeah, Linda Carter.
Let me take a guess. You know the number?
I do, but I'll have get him double check it. I'll know enough to say whether you're
I'm
going to
say it goes for $1 million.
A million?
I'm going to say it's $1 million costume.
That is a – let me ask them. What do you think went higher, that or I Dream of Jeannie?
Personally, if I was at the auction, which I would bid on, I'd bid on the Wonder Woman. I think that's a little bit more iconic than I Dream of Jeannie. I think every day I Dream of Jeannie loses a little bit more in the pop right. culture zeitgeist, but Wonder Woman is going to be here forever.
Going to be here forever. Yeah. Okay, well, let me ask you this. What's going to get more money, Fonzie's jacket or Wonder Woman?
Fonzie's jacket. I don't know. That's all just right. my guess.
Get him. Pull up the numbers. 225K for Wonder Woman's
that's
costume.
That's a steal. You could have had that.
That's a steal.
You could have had that, right?
Not if I'm retiring.
And Fonzie's only reached 87.
87,
huh?
Yeah. These seem
well,
like
two of them, I think.
There's two of them, yeah.
I thought there was two of them.
This is the same website I saw. Yeah. No, this isn't. This isn't actually. I saw the actual auction website.
Oh, yeah, that was... Adam West. Wait, hold on. Go back.
Oh. Adam West was a while ago, though, wasn't it?
Well, maybe those were.
Oh,
the
is
highs.
That a mannequin that's got Wonder Woman's costume on?
I think it was a model.
Oh yeah, look at that fucking one.
Are those Ralph Garman's? Those costumes that he put them up for auction?
Oh,
no, from the Berkowitz collection. David Berkowitz, son of Sam, fucking collected
Holy
Batman
shit.
Shit,
man. He really was like us. Yeah.
Was it, say, $575,000 for
award? Half a million.
Cesar Romero's Joker sold for $212,000.
That's the one I would have wanted.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the one I would have wanted. For? Yeah.
You know that, like, it's an investment, though. You'd probably make your money
you,
back.
You could buy it and reasonably expect to not lose money on it. That's for sure. Yeah, I agree. But what you can do with it? Like,
put it on a mannequin and just look at it?
I can't fucking wear it.
Make sure it fucking is in a
– unlike Kim Kardashian.
You put it somewhere
she
where
– No, she wore Marilyn Monroe dress. Marilyn Monroe dress.
Oh, well, yeah. But
destroyed it.
No, she didn't destroy it.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. Because of all the body sweat and oils in your body, it just it made
Plus, it wasn't designed for her body size.
But they lent it to her. So who's the fool?
Everyone's saying the people who lent it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Fuck, man, that Joker one looks cool, though.
It does.
Fonzie's jacket isn't.
Yeah, he looks great.
And I don't know. I always thought it was black until I got high def TV.
It looks brownish, right?
Yeah, it's very brown.
Yeah. Look at him. Look at that motherfucker. Cool.
Cool guy.
So cool. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Some people didn't listen to me for Halloween.
Oh, no.
I try to tell them, but they don't want to listen. What do we got? We have... there was a Nazi costumed man. He looked like he was in his early 20s and he was outside a club.
I think we talked about this already. Didn't some woman like go after him?
Yeah, some lady hit him.
You told me this. I don't know whether it was on air or when.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, because this happened after Halloween.
Kind of fucking, I think we had this conversation over here. You're like, who the fuck is wearing a Nazi costume?
This guy.
Like, what kind of an idiot is like out there doing it?
Yeah, it was in Athens, Ohio, and he ended up – because I guess some girl was giving him a bunch of shit, and he ended up hitting her, and then he went to jail.
Oh, my God. What a fucking dope. What is with people, man?
Julia Fox shocked with blood-soaked Jackie Kennedy Halloween costume. So she dressed up like Jackie Kennedy and was soaked in Kennedy's blood, I guess.
Hey, man.
Then I have another one here for Instagram, but I don't have Instagram on my iPad, so let me look this up real fast.
Macaulay Culkin dressed up as a toilet.
All right, there you go. That's nice and safe.
Who was this? There was another one, but I don't see it. Oh, this is the one that I texted. Get him about. Kendall Jenner faces backlash for sexualizing the kids, the Toy Story kids movie.
Oh, come on, man. That costume's been out there for years.
Look at that. That's hardly anything, right?
We were at a con and we saw way worse than that.
Yeah.
Like, that was the one that
it was just like blue dental floss for the shorts.
Yeah. That's been out there for years.
Well, and I think Gideon was saying they weren't exactly slim, right? They didn't.
It was the fact
we get to the real crime.
It was the fact that they were sexualizing a children's character at a con that had children.
That I understand.
Yeah. That was my big offense to it. Like there was an adults area. Yeah. That they should have been staying in.
Yeah, unfortunately, like cons back when we were youngsters weren't for kids. It was for lonely people like us.
Yeah.
And you can get away with booth babes and stuff like that. But as the fucking culture changes and kids are like got into this stuff, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have like right. fucking your ass hanging out in front of fucking kids walking around.
I thought that the first con I ever went to was down in Miami with with Ming and Mike, and there was a woman there who just had body painting on.
Yeah.
And it was good body painting, but I still felt like, yeah, there's like a lot of kids around.
Yeah.
Like, and this would have been 2015, somewhere in there.
Which is different from like Key West, where there are people walking around completely naked, wearing nothing but body paint. And you look at the people who are bringing their kids around and you're like, well, hold on, man. You shouldn't – like then I feel it falls on the parents because you're like, right. This place is fucking famous for it, man.
Yeah.
Like why are you bringing –
especially these 10 days out of any 10 days of the year.
Why are you bringing your kids down here? Yeah, I kind of – the judgment goes in the other direction. But yeah. At cons, yeah, I'm kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, there's the Nazi guy.
What a fucking
with his
moron.
Armband on. Yeah, like what?
You're so desperate for attention. You're so desperate to be the lightning rod.
Yeah.
That's all it comes down to.
You just don't care.
But he's young. How old is this kid?
He looks pretty young. He looks like he's in his early 20s.
People just do stupid shit. Like your brain's not even fully formed until you're like in your mid-20s. So it's like, what a fucking moron.
These are the decisions he's making.
But this seems like one that you should very clearly be like, nah, even.
Oh, no. He's actually older. He's 33.
Oh, yeah.
You should really know by then.
Come on, dude. Like, what are you doing? But hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah. See, people are handling him, manhandling him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get it. I'm going to pull out the volcano tonight.
Yeah.
I can't deal with this anymore. This world is too much for me.
There was also an offensive float.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do go on.
Hold on, let me just pull it up here. It was a Harrisburg church. Apologizes for grade school Halloween float displaying Auschwitz Gates phrase.
Oh, my God.
Pennsylvania Diocese has apologized for a shocking grade school Halloween parade float that displayed a replica of the Auschwitz concentration camp gate.
Oh, my God.
I'll pull that up. You know, there it is.
Looks like a lot of fucking work went into that, too. There was a lot of opportunities for someone to be like,
we shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
Like as they hooked it up to the truck, as they assembled it. Yeah.
I wouldn't have even gone with the shape of it, like, let alone mm-hmm. like the words.
So that's German. And what's that word mean, though?
Work will make you free. That's what the wow. Arbeit macht frei.
That is very
good. That's somebody – I bet you a lot of people working that didn't even know it probably and were probably like shocked when they're like, oh, my God, that's what it's from?
Yeah. I took a picture.
I bet you there was some fucking maniac who was like, I know it all right. Yeah. And then the other people who worked on it were like, that's Latin? What's that Latin for? It's happy Halloween?
Yeah. Yeah. Then like on the
they blame AI.
On the float, there's a bunch of carved pumpkins on it. Like, I guess.
Yeah, like the rest of it is pretty down the line Halloween stuff. Yeah. And then that's crazy. Oh, boys.
What's up?
I got invited to be part of a roast.
Really?
A roast of New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah, at the Count Basie Theater. Somebody's putting together a roast of New Jersey, and I've been asked to take part in it.
Oh, we got to go, right? Well, we got to fucking heckle this guy.
I haven't said yes yet,
oh,
but,
<no? laughs>
but I was going to run it by you guys. I was like, because the jokes just started in my head right away. I was like, right. Oh, yeah. Kind of got to do it, right?
You got to.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
All right. I'll start working on my material.
Is your biggest problem with New Jersey a shared border?
No. I think I've taken a lot of shit from you guys over the years. And this is going to be – you guys aren't going to have the mic. I am going to have the mic.
In a public forum.
Yeah. And I'm going to address several things that you guys have brought up to me over the years. I'm pretty excited. Pretty excited. I don't know the details yet. I just read the email or whatever. But, yeah, so that's I'll keep you updated as that goes along.
All right. Yeah, that I'd love to see.
Yeah. Right on.
All right. Should I say tell him Steve Dave or is there anything? I mean, or what's your status? When will we know? When do you think we'll know what's going on with you health-wise?
MRIs next week, and then I got to wait for the results from that. So – and I'll hear from my doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So –
yeah, if you saw –
he's fucking – so he goes, you think I can get a ride for my MRI because I'm not allowed to drive? And, of course, he fucking gets it at fucking earliest appointment possible. Of course, it's got to be 7 a.m. Right? I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
My prescription said
5:30.
The doctor said stat.
Yeah, but you know that.
But if it's
mean,
a week, another couple hours doesn't matter.
Yeah, it couldn't be 11 4 could o'clock be fine. In the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm not processing the results immediately.
Yeah. Just so rude.
Are you gonna do it?
Well, I said I would do it, so yeah, I gotta fucking bite the bullet and get up fucking early. But it is kind of like, you know, what if we're late? You know, they'll fucking still take you. Not, you know they're not going to be like, go home.
What's up with Uber? Uber
it's so awful though because you know you're going in, you're kind of scared. He's got to take what? You got to take Quaaludes.
Xanax.
He's
Xanax
got to take Xanax. Yeah.
You know, then you got to do it. Like, you have nobody. You got nobody there for emotional support. And I feel like he needs some emotional support.
Are you the other one? Oh, boy.
You know, he's
the Uber driver. My two better job.
Yeah, they want 5 stars.
They're just doing it for a fucking tip. I'm not getting a tip.
Can you record it? Can you set up a GoPro in a car for the ride?
What happened? The MRI sucked a GoPro into the room.
So when do you gotta take your fucking your Quaaludes?
They gave me enough to take one to test to take a test one.
When are you gonna take the test one?
Probably Sunday during football.
So then you could like stare at your hand and be like, "Whoa, bro, there's cosmos in there."
Nobody knows.
Go Cowboys!
Oh, they're not playing this week. They got a bye week.
So you're gonna take a test run with the Quaaludes.
Yes.
And what? How will you deem them like this is successful or unsuccessful? What has to happen?
Well, I want to know what they feel like when I take them. And like, you know,
you're gonna fall asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, then
if you like to rip your clothes off and start,
then I won't be freaked out when I start like nodding off. Yeah.
He started ripping his clothes off.
Okay, so rips his clothes off and just starts wandering, parading around the Airport Plaza, proclaiming like he's.
I eat a baby.
Right. He's the king of the plaza.
I eat a baby from Trendy's Tots. He eats a hamburger.
It's like on Halloween when they're driving up to pick up Michael Myers and there's just people wandering around.
Right.
Like, yeah. In the rain and shit.
You gotta be careful, man. I think Quaaludes are like bath salts and shit, so you don't want to be fucking. You know, maybe we should strap you down when you take it.
So I don't go and eat Ron's face or something.
I'll bring in a couple belts and we'll belt you to the fucking chair.
I won't freak you out.
Yeah, no. Just like the MRI.
I'm good now. You can let me out. I'm feeling pretty good.
He's like the guy in the thing. Yeah.
You couldn't belt me.
You couldn't get like Jimmy the Hair Guy to do this for you? You got to bother poor Walt?
No, I'm doing it. I'll do it.
Where is it? Where's your office?
You know where the Toys R Us used to be in Eatontown?
He asked Jeff to do it.
Oh, my God.
Jeff goes, I think I'm working.
He literally works a mile away. And I'm like, you can take a lunch break and pick me up.
He works like half a mile away.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to Jimmy's wedding?
I am, yeah.
Yeah? You going?
I don't think I'm going. I'm not, you know, I have a lot of anxiety about gatherings and stuff.
Take one over
you want to take one of these?
Tell him, Steve, Dave.